across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better one.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. Local Ads. New FM.
Are you ready for a fantastic Tuesday, Crevo?
Oh.
Forgot what day it was.
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
I'm just running into Tuesday.
Of course.
There's so much to do, and I can't wait to crack in.
You're not even caffeinated yet. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'll have one in a minute.
Yeah, I'll
sometimes I mix it up. I'll have one at like 10 past instead of 10 to.
Oh,
I'm wild like that.
You are crazy.
Oh, that. Lock me up.
To be fair, I made my cup of tea about 25 minutes ago. And have I had any yet? No. It's too hot.
You're a cereal tea leaver.
I am a cereal tea leaver. It's actually really bad.
You love making them and just looking at them at the other side of the room.
I do. And then it cools down enough that it's drinkable, like fast drinkable. And then it gets to the point where it's too cold and I can't stand it.
Oh, jeez.
I need to get one of those thermal mugs.
Or you can have that. It's like a pad that it sits on.
Yes.
It keeps it at a certain temperature.
Oh, someone will steal it here. Let's be real.
That's for sure.
Let's be real. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You showed me this morning you can bend your finger
now.
Oh, my God. Hooray.
Yay.
Bend and snap.
Bend and snap. Don't snap it, though.
No,
you got a competition this weekend.
Exactly.
Oh, are you going to be ready?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Will your finger be competition ready?
It'll be fine.
So if you still have that bandage, because they're planning to take it off, but if you had it on still, would you be allowed to compete? Or would they be worried you'd be concealing something under there?
To be fair, Prob's going to put a bandage back on it for Saturday.
Yeah.
Good idea.
What would she be concealing though?
I don't know. Like some sort of strength aid?
Yeah, finger strength aid by the Chemist Warehouse.
It's like a lifting competition, isn't it?
A bit of everything, bit of everything.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Don't
we'll have
get
to go cheer you
away.
On one day, Jess.
Yeah, where's this at? Don't worry about it.
You know what? I'll find out on your Instagram story that morning. And no doubt it's somewhere in Musselbrook. I'll come out and see you.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
We'll Caulfield.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So details are coming out about that tragic death at Woolies in Jesmond, Jess.
Yeah, so when I was seeing this that the guys were reporting on Friday, I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
No,
it was such a crazy story.
Yeah.
So this happened last Friday at the Woolworths at Jesmond. There was a woman who tragically died in a workplace accident. The details coming out of that, the woman was crushed by some cleaning equipment that reversed onto her. It's a terrible story. There's a story that Nine News put together that was on the news last night. Her name was Malarato Harrison, and all of her friends and family say she was just such a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And such a lovely person, and it's just tragic.
I could just imagine her co-workers as well. Like, when you do work in that kind of environment, you are quite close with your co-workers.
Yeah, because you're sort of all in the trenches together, you know.
And at that time of the morning, she was obviously, because it was quite early, I believe.
Yeah.
You work with the same people. And because there's no customers in the store at that point, you get to joke around with your workmates and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this woman, she went to work just to do a job and she didn't come home. This actually broke my heart, coming from that, working in that area before. I know a lot of people just couldn't go to work for the next couple of days. A friend of mine works at a Woolies around town, and they said they had to get people from other stores to go to Jesmond to work because the staff members were just traumatized.
Yeah.
Well, as you would be, because it's just, we've said before this week, when you go to work, and especially a job like that, you go, it's going to be a safe place. You don't even think twice about it.
You expect to come home safe to your family.
So,
poor bugger. Thoughts are with her friends and family. Just because she's from South Africa,
Yeah. So she still has family back there.
Yeah.
She was going through the process of becoming a citizen over here.
Breaks your heart
poor
to hear that.
Heart, yeah.
Just
thoughts with
does.
Her family and friends and all the people working at Woolies at Jesmond as well who have had to deal with this situation. It's really heartbreaking.
Definitely. Switching gears a bit, the annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race got a couple of Newcastle yachts in there.
Yeah, so this is the 628 nautical mile race. race that happens every year, Boxing Day, I think, from memory.
Yeah, I think it is Boxing Day, race. Yeah.
You said that with confidence.
Yeah. I did, didn't I?
It's a mixture of the Boxing Day test and the Boxing Day race, right?
That's right. So there's like 118 yachts that are racing. As I said, four from Newcastle. The Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club has three, Mako, Uprising, Brightside Marine and KD4. And Hasta La Vista from the Lake Macquarie Yacht Club are racing. Hasta La Vista raced
last they raced last year from memory.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mako did as well. So.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Definitely.
That's really exciting.
Slide into Raging Waters Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwatersydney.com.au. Win with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Just imagine it's a stinking hot day. We're just about to hit summer.
I know. It's days away. Yeah. Actually, days away.
Thursday is the first day of summer. You load the kids up into the car in the nice air-conditioned car. You go down to Sydney and you spend the day at Raging Waters on us.
Amazing.
How good.
Why buy your tickets when you can win them?
Exactly.
That's what we're saying.
Up for grabs right across your workday with Tyler and Michael. But if you get involved with our show on 4967-4105, you go in the draw to win a family pass yourself. Now, yesterday it was quite good because Debbie, she got involved in the show and all she literally said was, and she won a family pass to go to Raging Waters in Sydney because she got involved.
That's right. Now, she was very, she was in a rush, but she wanted her opinion voiced, so she said,
This was the epitome of it. Engagement gifts for the blokes. What do you think?
No.
Done.
Debbie, simple as that. She had to run after that.
Exactly, but she scored him.
That's
so
right. At
you
easy.
Get involved with the show on air in any capacity, you're in the draw to win that family pass to Raging Waters Sydney. A slide into Raging Waters Sydney, New South Wales' largest water park with over 40 rides, slides and attractions. There is something for all thrill levels. Shop tickets at ragingwaterssydney.com.au or win them right here.
With us.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the Old Australian Truck Drivers Group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
To know those. Local ads, New FM.
So we know that the weather has caused some things to skyrocket, right,
price-wise.
Chips
in particular, I've noticed.
Chips was way up there. Remember those designer chips that you saw at Woolies for like $8 for a packet of chips?
Nah.
Are you kidding?
Nah, not paying that. Sorry, guys. I love chips, but no.
And at that point, you go, I can eat crackers or something else instead, right?
Bye-bye.
But there's a big problem in the mix here.
Mm.
Because you don't think about it, but beer is agriculture-dependent. Because it's barley.
Yeah, it is.
And wheat.
Yes.
And beer prices could be absolutely skyrocketing. I've got all your info on whether you need to stock up, what the situation is.
Don't panic. Don't be alarmed.
No.
But
stay at New FM right now to find out what to do.
Crevo's got all your details.
All right, if you're a beer drinker, and especially over the, summer period, like to have a few cases.
You like to partake.
You need to probably get your beer early because the prices are going to skyrocket.
Now, we're not encouraging binge drinking.
No. I'm just saying stock up if you want to save some money.
On your favourites.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's, I reckon some cases up to a quarter or maybe even more increase.
Jeez.
So if you got a $40-$45 case, it's going to be a $50-$55 case or more.
Maybe 60.
Yeah, that's right. And the big ones, the expensive ones, even more.
Your Crownies and stuff.
Well, there's even, craft beers sometimes are $100 for a slab. It's going to be $125 maybe.
So how many is in a slab? Because I don't drink
24.
Beer. 24.
Or 30. Some slabs are 30.
I say, if you go 24, so is that $4 a beer? If you're paying $100?
Oh, yeah. That's for craft beer.
That's rough.
Well, it's expensive, yeah, and it, like I said, could be even rougher this Christmas because all of the crazy weather, it's played havoc with the barley stocks and the wheat stocks, and now that's one of the key ingredients in the beer. It's about that and water and a bit of sugar, pretty much. So that's one of their big things. They're actually absorbing some of the costs by the looks of things. So
they did make a mint during COVID.
Well, I certainly
did. A lot of grog places did actually thrive.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't go out to a pub.
That's
so
right.
So people were buying the cases, which technically are more expensive than a keg.
Yeah.
They were making bank. So maybe they're like, okay, well, we'll share some of that on.
I mean, you know, fruit and veg, they're saying, will go up too, but I'm not too worried.
Yeah, you're not worried about your carrots and your beetroot. You're worried about the beer.
Well, certainly this summer. Mm. God, I was looking forward to a few cold ones.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just if you know how much you drink ahead, you know, if you can plan a bit, get in and stock up is what I'm saying. Because only, a month to Christmas?
So what you're saying is if you've got an office at home that has your work gear and all that kind of stuff in it, just make some extra room and store the beer.
That's a good strategy, Meg.
Store it in the shed?
Yeah, wherever you want.
Put the car out in the garage, in the, on the driveway?
It doesn't keep forever.
No.
I think it's good for 3-4 months, though.
Oh, that's all right, then. Yeah. Well, that's all you need for things to get back to normal.
That's what I think.
Hey, we wrote out the lettuce thing.
That's right.
I think most fast food places have gone back to just doing normal lettuce rather than lettuce and cabbage, which was the most disappointing thing known to mankind.
Oh, wasn't it? What? So this is my warning. Don't get, caught up in the panic buying in December. Get involved now.
Exactly.
And sort out your supplies.
Yes. That's be the top tip from Crevo.
Budget tips.
His 2022 top budget tips.
Yeah.
If you will. Hey,
buy beer now.
On the other side of this, there's a guy, basically, he doesn't like going to any work events, outside of work. I can kind of understand that, because if you spend a lot of time with the people that you work with, you don't want to see him on your downtime. Anyway, he sued his employer because they were making him do this, and he's won.
Oh, this is big.
I love
big
this.
Big if true.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
I can get behind this guy 100%, Crevo. This guy, basically, he's in France.
Yeah.
And he was terminated from his job because of professional incompetence. When I'm thinking, okay, so he obviously shit at his job or something.
Yeah, not doing the shifts properly or something.
Yeah, not doing what he was paid to be
doing. Yeah.
No. Specifically, his refusal to adhere to the company's fun values and going out for, after-work drinks and team-building activities.
Now, all I know is what I've seen from French TV shows, which there's a lot on Netflix, and I always try and watch them.
Yeah.
And they're always out at the bars and stuff.
They love a tipple.
Oh, my God. That's what they seem to do.
Well, this guy's taken the old employer to court because he was working there for 5+ years.
Yeah.
Because of this, and he won.
Really? They've said, you know what? You don't need to have fun with your workmates.
No.
It's not part of the contract.
No. You can get away with it.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Which should be the case anyway.
It should be.
Feeling pressured into hanging out with people that you already spend 8 hours a day with at work, outside of that time, no.
Not reasonable.
I remember a workplace that I worked in.
Yeah.
I never went out afterwards just because, when in this job in particular, when you're doing a music shift, if you will, from 9 o'clock, you sit in a studio by yourself. You don't really associate with anybody.
Yeah.
And that was my role. So I didn't really know many people in the office, to be fair. So when I finally went to an event, I got oh my God, Meg, you actually came to something. And they were all shocked that I rocked up.
That
and I'm
you were
like,
there.
Well, you know what? Now you're making a big deal of it. I don't want to come anymore.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just awkward. And if you're doing your job, who cares about the rest of it?
Exactly. I don't mind a Christmas party because it's like a once-a-year thing. Everyone's in a good mood. You relax. You're going into the end of the year. But things like these, obviously team-building activities were happening on the reg.
Yeah.
So
he deserved what he got.
He deserved what he got. Could you imagine being fired because you didn't go to a work event?
Crazy.
How many work events have you missed?
Oh, heaps.
You would have lost your job 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Wouldn't have lasted you a minute.
No, absolutely not. You know what? To this guy.
Definitely. Well, hopefully gets a big settlement.
Exactly. Hope so. Hey, news time up next. We're playing 5 in 10 soon for a $50 fuel card, which is pretty cool.
Get involved.
4967 4105 is the number that you need if you do want to play.
They're local as. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
And a big good morning to producer Tyler.
Hello.
How are we feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm bloody tired.
Yeah.
But
no.
You know what? I keep whinging about that. But honestly, this year's been a slog, you guys,
it
hasn't
has
it?
Been.
We deserve a little rest at the end of the year.
I think so. Two and a half more weeks.
Jeez, it's that close.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Wow.
So I'm just really crawling, but I'm here.
It's getting to the point where she's got the coffee bag in there and just eating the grounds.
You know, sometimes
she's quicker.
Can I say, one time when I had to work a graveyard shift at the old radio station I come from in Wollongong, there was no hot water or milk, so I just ate instant coffee.
Like, oh my god.
Tin, like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
You would eat like Milo.
That is wrong.
I eat Milo. Oh.
It was a bit crunchy though. It wasn't good.
Yeah. It worked. You can imagine coffee grounds getting stuck in your teeth. No, thank you.
It's a no from me.
I'm almost at that point again, you guys.
No, this is the machine.
If you see me dipping into the instant coffee jar, please just tell me to put it down and walk
away.
I'll
bring you a coffee in the morning just to so you don't do that.
I'm good. We're good. We got this.
Hey, on the other side of this, we're playing 5 in 10. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you, and you could score yourself a $50 fuel card. Oh, very easy.
Brilliant.
4967-4105. If you want to play 5 in 10, 4967-4105. We're going to do it next.
Do you have what it takes to take on 5 in 10?
I reckon you do.
Five things in 10 seconds?
I believe in you, my
you
friend.
You got this.
Absolutely. We'll do it.
The Novos. The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Now, we still have a couple of lines open if you want to play 5 in 10, 4967-4105. Very easy concept. We give you a category and a topic. You get 5 things in 10 seconds. You win $50 worth of fuel.
Yeah, and we don't want anyone to miss out.
No, exactly.
So let's crack into this.
To win, you got to be in it to win it. You've got to call 4967-4105. Let's spin the wheel and get today's category. Good spin. All right, we've landed on reality TV.
Oh, nice. Pretty one. Cool. Okay, let's get to this. It's Julia up first. Hey, Julia.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Are you at a bird sanctuary?
No, I'm out walking the dog.
Okay, nice one. All right, well, welcome to the show, first of all. What type of dog do you have?
Kelpie.
Nice.
Oh, cute.
They need a lot of exercise, don't they?
Yeah, she's very keen.
Yeah, nice one. Well,
especially early in the morning. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get you some free petrol, shall we? In 10 seconds, I need you to name 5 shows based on an island.
Okay, your time starts now.
Oh, my God. Love Island.
Yep.
That's the only one I can think of. Love Island Australia, Love Island USA, Love Island UK.
Yep. Oh, you had the three.
Julia.
Pretty close.
Oh, Crevo.
There's a Survivor you could have had. How's this for a show? F-Boy Island.
It's actually a show on Netflix. It's crazy. Thank you, Julia.
And there's so many more. Let's get into our next caller, though.
On Karina. Hey, Karina.
Hello, how you going?
Oh, do you like reality TV by any chance?
Oh, I don't mind it.
Don't mind, take it or leave it.
That's right.
Depending on the theme of the reality TV, right?
Correct.
Exactly. Crevo, what is Karina's topic?
All right, your topic is dating shows.
Okay, your time starts now.
Date My Mum, Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh, you got the two.
Karina.
Oh, there's so many you could have had. The Bachelor.
Yeah, Married at First Sight Australia, Married at First Sight UK, Love Island UK.
You could have had so many.
Oh, bugger.
But you only got two.
It's back tomorrow, though.
That's right. It is. Look, we've got to switch things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because this guy was given some advice. This is one of my favourite countries to get stories from.
Mm. Oh, can I take a guess?
Of course you can.
Say India.
It is.
Of course it is.
This guy was given some advice, right, from a natural kind of doctor.
A witch doctor, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
They said, you need to go and kiss a snake.
Because that's always going to end well for both you and the snake.
Well, this is the thing. It hasn't ended up well for the guy.
Of course not.
It's gone real wrong.
All right. We'll get the details of that on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
All right. So this guy over in India, 54 years of age, basically he had this advice given to him by an astrologer.
Ah, an astrologer. Okay. We thought it might have been a witch doctor.
No. Well, I think they're a bit sometimes... A bit in the same sort of thing. Anyway, they basically said, look, you need to go and kiss this snake. It's going to improve your life in a lot of different ways. Basically, they have this thing in the temple called snake worship.
Okay.
Now, have you ever done snake worship?
I haven't. It's right. Not something I've partaken in the past.
You ever kissed a snake?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. Yeah, a few back in the day.
Along the way.
In male form, but they're still snakes.
Right. Anyway, so this snake was brought in and the man, as directed by this astrologer, went in to give it a little kiss on the lick and a bit of a tongue flicking.
I was going to say.
Right?
So, did he go French with the snake, did he?
Well, you know how the snakes, they sniff with their tongue, right? Mm. So it's flicking its tongue, and then he mimicked that. The snake then bit the guy's tongue, right? And, of course, bleeding, swelling. Yeah. And then part of the ritual, they used a knife on the guy's tongue, which I do not understand at all as I read this.
Okay.
Of course... he was admitted to a medical center like 20 minutes after the bite because things started bleeding real bad. And unfortunately, so he went unconscious.
Yeah.
When he woke up, the doctors basically performed a surgery to
tongue-ectomy, if you will.
No, they didn't cut it off at this point, but it got infected and then he's had to have it cut off.
Mate. Go to a different doctor.
Well, go to a different astrologer. It's my advice.
Go to a different witch doctor.
Because things do not go well when you try and kiss a snake. This is great advice in general.
Can you imagine going through life, of all body parts to go through life without a tongue?
Well, even Jess from the newsroom, right?
Yeah.
She's had her finger cut.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, you point a finger, you don't realise how useful it is to want to open a jar.
Yeah, or type.
Yeah, try talking.
Yes.
With a piece of your tongue cut off.
But this, okay, maybe this is just appealing to the fat girl in me. I wouldn't be able to taste anything anymore. Like.
Well, that's terrible. It's even another terrible
thing. Talking
thing
I can deal with. You know what? I've got, text to speech or whatever. But if I can't taste my favourite food because my tongue's missing, I'd be so
bad.
Frustrated.
I like the message from the doctor who added, there's an urgent need to enforce policies to stop these practices and educate rural communities.
Oh, mate.
There sure is. When you think it's a good idea to tongue kiss a snake.
Yes. You know what? You deserve what comes to you. Don't take the advice of someone who goes, kissing a snake's a great idea.
See how he's flicking his tongue back and forth? Why don't you do the same?
It just baffles me when people think this shit is a good idea. Stop. Take a moment and just reevaluate your life.
So what an absolute dunce.
What a knob. Leave it at that. Don't do it. You know, if someone came up to us and said do that and we've got brown snakes here and red belly black snakes.
Oh my
god,
you wouldn't consider it for a second.
Next thing you know what? Let a funnel web spider run all over your face. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Dumb.
Idiots. News time up next with the smart people of the world, like Jess, who are not going to let, tongues...
She's not tonguing a snake.
Mate, that story just baffles me.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Now, before I went to Hope State on the weekend to go see the Cause, I had to go buy a picnic rug because I don't own one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's classic Hope State gear is having a picnic rug.
Well, you weren't allowed to take chairs. You weren't allowed to take fold-up chairs.
So I had to
do the picnic rug. So I rocked up to Big W after we did that draw at Hello World on Hunter Street. Went to Big W at Market Town.
Down the road.
Yeah, walked around for about 15 minutes trying to find a picnic rug. Couldn't find one. Went and spoke to the door greeter. I said, hey, do you know where they are? And he goes, oh, yeah. Hold on. Five blokes walked in, right? Like, they're probably 16, 17, lad-looking fellas. They've gone, nah, turn around. Kicked them out. Straight off the bat.
Really?
And he's like, oh, I need to come in and buy some shoes, bro. And he's like, no. You all come in here and you separate, you flog shit, and then you leave. You're not coming in.
He's kicked him out on the spot.
Kicked him out on the spot. He wasn't taking it. And they sweet-talked him a little bit, and he's basically gone, you can come in, you'll be watched. If you separate, you're out.
Really? So he was really on their case to kick him out. Mate. He wanted to kick him out badly.
Now, when I walked out later, because I had my picnic blanket, success, right where he said it was, he was talking to them again, and I think he might have been apologising. Because he said to me afterwards, he goes, I know I was harshly judging them, but we're sick of the theft. I get that. 4967-4105. Where have you been kicked out of and why?
Because they were kicked out so quickly.
Just because of how they looked? Because obviously people with that kind of look, like the Nike TNs and all that kind of shit, obviously were kicked out because a lot of people with that kind of clothing have stolen stuff before. 4967-4105. Where did you get kicked out of and what? Could be the pub.
Yeah.
Classic. Mate, could be anything like that. Every caller who gets to air today in the draw for tickets, family pass actually, to Raging Waters in Sydney.
Oh, what a brilliant prize.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is share the story of where you got kicked out of.
Could be your mate got kicked out of the pub for being an idiot.
Yeah. We want to know why, what happened. Hit us with the details.
Hit us up on Instagram as well at @thenovos_, or give us a call, 4967-4105. Get in the draw for those family passes to Raging Waters in Sydney. We'll take your call.
Megan Prevo. The Novos.
So we're asking, where did you get kicked out of and why? After I went to Big W over the weekend and I was asking the shop greeter for some assistance, and he had to stop interacting with me to basically say to these five young fellas walking in, nah, get out.
You're kicked out. You look like you've stolen before.
Yeah, don't like the look of you. You separate when you get in here. You flog stuff. Had enough. Get out. Eventually, he did let them in. He felt a little bit bad for judging them so harshly. But it happens a lot. But even
all the
in
time.
Pubs.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've been denied entry from pubs, even when I've been sober.
What's been your... you don't want to name a pub, do you?
Oh, it's down in Sydney. Down in Sydney. Yeah. But I can't remember. Wasn't that... And you know what? I think they closed down now. Good.
Yeah, well, they deserve it.
Let's go to the phones, Creebo.
Yeah, let's do it. Who do we have up first? Belinda, how are you?
How are you?
Great. Where did you get kicked out of? What happened?
My 70-year-old mum and I were on holidays in Bangkok and got kicked out of a ping pong show.
Okay, you need to explain the situation.
Jeez, what's happening in a... Is that like a ping pong tournament, is it, or...?
I'm going to keep it clean, but... we were in there and my mum was dressed in all white linen, stood out like a beacon with the neon lights. And then the first ping pong appeared and my mum lost it and just was hysterical, and it was considered offensive and we all kicked out.
You couldn't laugh?
Oh, my mum was hysterical. She was in tears.
She lost her shit, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, Belinda.
Jeez, where does that ping pong come
from? Where did that come from? Where do they store those? Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Wow. You know what? That's not where I thought this segment was going to go, and I'm happy it did.
I loved it.
Wow. Thank you very much, Belinda. Amazing.
Awesome story. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Balenciaga have found themselves in a lot of hot water over their latest campaign, and guess who has broken their silence and felt the need to put their 2 cents worth in?
I'm going to take a guess and say someone with a Kardashian last name.
Yep, you guessed
it. Oh, what a surprise.
We'll find out about all of that in just a minute.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler, and it's Balenciaga versus a Kardashian.
Yeah, well, Balenciaga have been the subject of some major backlash after it released a photo shoot for its new spring campaign, which featured children cuddling all these, like, fluffy teddy bears that are wearing, like, leather harnesses and BDSM
bit
stuff.
Weird.
Some
that
of
is
the kids
weird.
In the photos are, like, surrounded by booze and sex toys and, excuse me, like, all this other questionable stuff, right? So they're in deep trouble with the world at the moment. And, of course, Kim K had to, quote-unquote, break her silence on the whole thing, didn't she?
Yeah, of course she did.
Weigh in on the thing.
Oh, of course, because she's Kim K and she's got to just have her 2 cents worth. In a lengthy Instagram story about the whole thing, because she's been associated with Balenciaga for years.
Yeah.
She said she stayed silent despite fans urging her to kind of, like, boycott the brand because she wanted to conduct her own investigation first.
Of course she did. No.
Investigator Kim.
Lawyer Watch Kim out. To the rescue. She said, I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been shocked and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to their team to understand for myself how this could have happened.
Oh, my God.
But you know
God.
What? I'm actually a fan of this because it's always better to call someone in first, right? Check in with them, call them out one-on-one, and then if they still don't get it, then you can be like, nah, you're a bunch of dickheads. So she also said, as a mother of four, I've been shaken by those disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and anything against it should have no place in our society.
See, you know what? I think that's bull, to be completely honest. Those photos are ridiculous. I saw them. You have a whole marketing team.
Yeah.
And if nobody thought that was an issue and Kim Kardashian's like, oh, no, I want to speak to them first. No, 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 no. This is their job.
Right.
Their job is marketing and public relations.
Like, do they not have a PR team? Not one person in a meeting that was right. like, not sure about this. Should yeah. we rethink this first?
I would instantly, if this was me and I had an association with Balenciaga, never going to happen.
But, like, at what point? At what point do you go, yeah, let's get a bottle of wine and some ciggies and a dildo and just put a kid in
Throw
front of it?
Throw a kid in front of it.
Like, it's
Idiots.
So weird. Who,
Absolutely yeah. ridiculous.
Which marketing geniuses thought that was a
Are
great
they trying
idea.
To push the envelope or are they just trying to be stupid? I don't know. She did say, though, that this scandal has led her to reconsider her future with Balenciaga.
Get rid of them.
I'm currently reevaluating my relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should never have happened to begin with.
Look,
so,
if a brand is willing to drop somebody at the drop of a hat, basically, for one incident, she can drop them.
Oh, easily,
it is,
right?
It is universal.
Yeah, so very interesting, but of
she
course, Kim needed to make a statement about it. Release a statement, she reckons.
You know what the statement she needed to release was?
I'm out.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Seeing this video come out of Darwin a couple of days ago, absolutely terrifying. So these guys are driving to work in their work trucks or like a dirt road, like one of those red dirt roads up in Darwin.
Yeah, classic.
And there's a billabong on one side and basically like rough country on the other. Out comes a crocodile, huge, like we're talking 8 foot, maybe 10 foot long. Just wants to have a little bit of a nibble on the car tyre.
Oh, my God, how terrifying.
What's even worse is the idiots, I'm going to say idiots, and that's the nicest way to put it, got out of the car to take videos and photos. Stay in the... Mate, there's a crocodile. Stay in the car.
It shouldn't need saying, so but it does, apparently.
Apparently had a quick little nibble on the car tyres and then went off to the billabong.
Oh, my
Weird.
God.
But animals at the moment are going nuts. There was that story down in Victoria where the snake dragged that little kid into the pool.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Animals are going nuts.
Yeah, there's
What is going on?
People, like those two people, like the kid in the pool and the guys who got real close to film the croc that was going for their car.
Close calls.
Lucky to be alive.
Absolutely. You don't want to mess with a crocodile or a python in that last story's instance.
Oh, my God.
49674105. What we want to do this morning, you near misses with animals.
Your Dangerous animals.
Like, did you see a crocodile? Did you see a snake? Did you see a spider?
Maybe you were, you know, in Africa.
Maybe there was a killer rabbit out the front. Who knows?
Well, I was thinking more like elephant or charged you or something.
You never know. A rabbit might bite you, give you rabies, something like that.
It's
Who knows?
It's remotely possible.
4967-4105. You're near misses.
With a dangerous animal.
With a wild animal.
That's right. Now, of course, best callers on air today in the draw for Raging Waters passes.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Is what I'm saying.
Summer is 2 days away.
You want the free passes.
That's what
passes.
You want. You want the free passes to Raging Waters in Sydney. 4967-4105. You near misses with the wild animals. I'm an animal, animal, like animal, like you. Yeah, this story out of Darwin blew my mind. This crocodile was trying to go from one side of the road to the other. So why did the crocodile cross the road? Apparently to eat these guys' tyres.
Well, that's the thing.
So they'd stopped on this dirt road in Darwin, one of those red dirt roads, and the crocodile's just come, you know, wandering up, had a little nibble on the tyres, and what I just do not get is if I saw a crocodile in front of me, I'd either run or I'd stay in the vehicle that I was in.
Never
move.
Because
I highly doubt that a crocodile knows how to open a car door.
Well, that's the thing.
This isn't a Hollywood movie.
It looks more imposing, you know, being behind something like that.
Yes.
You've got to be so careful when animals turn wild.
Yeah, these blokes got out of the car because they just wanted to have a quick geezer at what's going on, took some photos, took some videos, nearly chomped them, and then afterwards he just scuttled back into the billabong.
Yeah, that's right. Got away with it. I remember seeing my dad get gored by a bull.
What?
Yeah, so we're crossing this field, right? And he's walking the other way. And then the bull just, like, was watching him, following him a bit. And then it just suddenly picked up the speed and literally poked him right in the butt, right? And picked and sort of tossed him a bit. Luckily, he didn't get too badly injured, but his pants got really badly ripped.
Oh, no.
And everyone could see his butt.
You know,
so I was laughing and he was panicking.
Yeah. That'd be worse than the physical pain. Definitely. Everyone can see my ass. Yeah. What's going on here? I remember I was at Waratah at Kmart, late night shopping trip, as you do.
Yeah.
And I'm driving through and at this point I was an idiot. I hadn't put my seatbelt on yet because I was in the car, I was driving and I was about to put the seatbelt on. Anyway, doing like 5Ks an hour and a giant huntsman crawled across the window and I couldn't work out if it was on the inside or the outside.
Oh, and you love spiders.
I slammed on the brakes, nearly went through the windscreen.
Oh, my God, Meg.
Now, from this day, I seatbelt on straight away.
I thought you were going to say bug spray the car every morning.
No, well, I did go to the car wash to try and get rid of any remnants of this potential spider because absolutely not.
He hates spiders.
Oh, mate, it's the worst thing known to mankind. I cannot stand them. The only good thing about apartment living for me is we never had them in our apartment.
Yeah.
I'm in a place now where I see them outside. They haven't gotten inside just yet.
Luckily, you've got birds. Don't they eat spiders?
Yeah, there are bird-eating spiders, though.
But they're not here, though.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, Meg. You got to relax.
I'm actually terrified. You can give me a snake, you can give me cockroaches, you can give me a shark. I wouldn't bat an eye.
But a spider?
Put a spider in
it's
front of me.
No.
And if I find out that it's you who put the spider in front of me, I will kill you.
There you go.
I will hunt you down.
Real fighting words from Meg.
Yes. No spiders here. Thank you very much.
Love it or loathe it. Up next, where Tyler is in to get our hot takes on today's daily topics. We'll get into it in just a minute. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it. This is where producer Tyler is in to get our thoughts on today's daily topic. We have to make a snap decision and you get to find out what we're really thinking. Let's do this thing.
KFC.
3, 2, 1, go!
Well, love it, of course.
Love it, of course.
Yeah, of course. You're not an idiot.
What have you got for us?
First of its kind, KFC Pub has opened in London this week for the World Cup. So they've basically promised an unmatched football viewing experience with a KFC delivery bell, beer and free gravy as well, Megs. Right up your alley.
Free gravy.
That is actually worth flights to the UK.
Well, it's only open for a week and you have to buy tickets to get in.
Oh,
so it's
no.
only open for like the duration of the rest of the World Cup and it's like this big World Cup
ridiculous
like, activation.
Ridiculous.
But I feel like this is something that they definitely need to keep.
Well, look, all I'll say is if they were to do it and they had the free gravy and cheap beer, I'm there.
So you'd be drinking the beer and I'd be drinking the gravy.
I was going to say, I'm more excited for the actual fried chook and a beer all at once.
Yeah.
Right. Just give me the gravy.
I know you can do that at home.
but
it's not the same when it's a pub-like environment.
Right, well, and you can't watch the World Cup either.
Speaking of like that kind of stuff, isn't there like a Macca's in Germany or something where they sell beer?
Probably.
I think there is.
See that.
It was on The Simpsons. It has to be true.
Or a prediction for the future. Well,
they are known for that. But
that's what I mean.
Because that's the thing, though. Sometimes after a big night out here in particular, KFC would just go down a treat. And a lot of them shut at like midnight.
Sometimes start at like 10 p.m.
I think the one in Jasmine shuts at 2 a.m. though, which is quite good. But a lot of the times I don't finish until, if I'm out, I don't finish like 3 a.m. If there was a fried chicken joint, a.k.a. KFC, get behind this, that was open until
24/7.
You know what? Macca's is 24/7. Chuck a KFC.
Why can't KFC be 24/7?
That's
well,
a
back
great
in the
question.
Day, the only 24-hour Macca's was King Street.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Well, maybe Newcastle can put their name back on the map again with a 24-hour KFC.
We have the we have Australia's biggest KFC, the Palais.
That's right.
Maybe
why not make it
24/7?
The drunk people that at that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
The salty chips at 3 o'clock in the morning will always hit different, won't they?
But even if they just made it delivery only. So the drunk people weren't rocking up.
Yeah. We'll take what we can get.
And the drunk people would 100% still try and rock up, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the drunk people who go through the drive-thru only Macca's.
Walking.
Yeah.
And they pretend that they've got a cardboard car in front of them going, beep, beep.
I am here in my car.
It's funny though with this KFC pub, a lot of the locals aren't really all that keen on it. Someone said KFC has turned a Hammersmith pub, the old Suffolk Punch, into a Colonel Sanders branded bar. This is a crime against our culture. Look at the KFC bucket flower hangings.
It's rude
to my eyes.
It's a bit of fun. In the future, surely they'll build their own.
Pubs turning to Soccer Central at this time of year because of the World Cup. It's just like, you couldn't give two rats about soccer any other time of the year.
Right, but it's no different to having, like, branded umbrellas out the front.
Right. That's right.
Well, like, I was going to say, all Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
You deck things out for Christmas, just deck things out for KFC for 1 week.
Someone else has said, well, this scares me and intrigues me in an equal measure. Someone else, I thought I was a few sheets to the wind and discovered a KFC pub. Turns out I wasn't drunk and it's actually a thing.
As we said, bring it here. Australia's biggest KFC is right here in the Hunter. Just make it happen.
Yep.
Yeah, but then also just serve beers while you're at it, please.
Yes, please. Or let us bring our own beer in.
Yeah, BYO. Even better.
That'll
bargain.
Work. Yeah. Think we're ideas people here.
Across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me.
So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
This is a story I never thought I'd do. There was a trend that had been, like, I don't want to say discovered, but going around at the moment at cemeteries, Crevo.
Yeah, right.
Trends at cemeteries. I never thought I'd cover this. QR codes are apparently becoming a thing on gravestones.
Why would somebody need a QR code? Is that so you can check into the grave?
Probably, but this guy is written there because he's got his own headstone already planned and pre-done and all that kind of stuff. All they have to do is chisel the dates into it. And he says, scan here to see who I really was or at least how I'd like to be remembered.
This unlocks a whole thing because I've never thought about this, but if you have a QR code on your headstone or your gravestone, you can then say, even have a video. Like,
you can have a video.
Hello and welcome to my grave.
This is a tour. This is what I did. This is how I died. Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Yeah, favourite music, all that kind of stuff. It's like a dating profile, but for the underworld.
The dead.
Yeah, essentially. Going to give you the details on the other side of this. Maybe we'll go through what we'd have on our own QR codes.
I love this.
I like it.
Megan Crivo.
The Novos.
It's a new trend hitting cemeteries across the globe, Crivo. Never thought we'd talk about trends at cemeteries.
How ridiculous.
The QR code on the gravestone is happening. It's a thing. People are doing it. This one guy has said, scan here to see who I really was or at least how I would like to be remembered. Because I hate the standardised things on a gravestone saying, oh, dearly missed and beloved, blah, 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 blah.
Yawn.
Chuck something a bit weird on there.
I know,
QR code, link it to Rick Astley or something, Rickroll people at your gravestone. I don't know.
For me, it would have to be something a bit funny.
Mm.
Like, I told you I was really ill. Why didn't you believe me?
I think a few people have got that. But what I want to do around the team at the moment is what, like, website would your QR code link to on your gravestone?
Oh, see, I'd want to stitch people up.
Of course.
An OnlyFans or something.
Maybe.
So people, like, got a real shock.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, what else would be good? Oh, have to be crevos.com.au.
If it's still around.
Oh, it will be. Of course it's going to be. The company's going to continue.
Well, I take it you're going to have a little one day. They're going to take over the family business.
That's right. That's the plan. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Little Crevo taking over Crevos.
That's it.
That'd be really cute. Tyler, what would you have as your QR website?
I feel like I would have to have a recipe link to one of my favourite pastas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of this.
That's good.
Legacy. I probably died from overeating pasta, so there's definitely some kind of link there. Or just maybe straight to my Instagram, just so they could see how hot I used to be.
True. Good call. Is your Instagram on private or is it on public?
You can follow me, TylerClaire_.
There we go. Cheeky plug.
Well, Maya goes, just on that, it was quite funny. My boyfriend was stalking your Instagram the other day. Goes, she doesn't look what I thought she'd look like. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, how old is she? I've gone, I'm not telling you that. And he goes, she looks like she's 23.
Oh, thank you so much. much.
Right? I said, she's going to love you.
I was going to say, you be careful.
I'm thinking if I was going to have a QR code, a link would have to be to like one of my favourite scenes on Sex and the City on YouTube or something like that for when Samantha's calling Miranda's son an asshole. Possibly the coordinates to Cappadocia.
Oh, that's
a good one. I was going to say, like, yeah, a map link to one of your favourite restaurants. Or I was also thinking the iconic episode of Kath and Kim at Melbourne Cart where she's fusing to her fascinator because it's iconic, and I feel like that's
probably how you're going to go out.
Needs
to live on forever.
Well, that's how I vicariously, that's how I live through Kath and Kim. That's
true.
I'm inspired by spewing into my fascinator and having a piece of carrot left in there for the rest of the day.
So I've just realised I need to go to Cappadocia now and tell them to rename the chips and gravy to the Meg special. And then put the QR code through there.
That's smart.
And people can go and get the Meg special after I'm gone.
Can we get that renamed?
I think we need to. The Meg special at Cappadocia.
A couple of weeks before the end of the year.
Let's do this. Chips and gravy, thanks.
I'll have an extra large Meg special, please.
Yes, yum. Deal done.
There it is. Look, this is... Hey, we are talking a little bit about food, which transitions nicely here, Meg, because up next we're chatting Macca's story.
Macca's gravy, by the way, not great.
Not a fan?
No.
Cappadocia all the way. This is different, though. They're trying to... You know, there's a bit of a problem with fast food wrappers and stuff getting thrown out the car.
The freeway is just...
It's terrible on the way to Sydney, right?
Yeah, especially after the twin servos.
They've got an idea on how to sort this out and get people caught. And it's not dobbing a dumper. This is way smarter.
Okay.
We're going to tell you all about it up next because hopefully this can keep some of that trash off the side of the road.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
All right, very clever proposal I've been reading about this morning where when you get like Macca's from the drive-thru, they then print your... car registration on all the paper and stuff.
Interesting.
Packaging everything. So if you ever throw it out the window, they know who did it and can fine you.
Because at the moment, in Australia in particular, you can dob in someone.
A dumper, yeah.
Dob in a dumper or whatever
it
is.
But there's no proof, right? And there's nothing that winds me up more than when I'm driving along, especially, you know, on the freeways and stuff, but any road really, and you see rubbish everywhere.
Exactly.
And you think, grow up. Like, if you're one of these people that just chuck stuff out the window, cigarette butts included, reassess your life and and be better.
But I think this is a very clever idea, especially on Macca's part, because they are the big contributor to a lot of the litter that you do see around.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault. It's the idiots doing it.
That's right. But you do see it around. And God knows why. I don't understand why it's more than any other food.
It's not hard to keep a plastic bag in your car, chuck some rubbish in it, and then when you go to the servo to put your fuel in, they've got bins there.
Or if you're a filthy slob and just drop stuff everywhere, just chuck it in the seat well.
Yeah.
I won't judge you for that.
I'd rather it there than on the side of the road.
Oh, nothing winds me up more.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Macca's do support Clean Up Australia Day.
They do sponsor that.
I think for the pure reason of this.
There's a fair bit of it around.
Yeah.
But hey, look, and that's fine, and it's good on them for doing it.
Mm.
And also, if someone really is winding you up, you can just get someone else's license plate or steal some Macca's out of the person who you hate's car and then throw it on the ground, take a photo.
There you go.
It's a good top tip.
It's a very interesting way to do things. I've never thought of it being done this way.
But
very clever.
The technology's all there now.
Well, the thing is they scan your number plate anyway when you go through the drive-thru so they know what order to give you.
They already do.
That's how they know who you are when you get to the front of the the pay window.
Really?
Yeah,
they know.
Scan your number plate.
So that's already in the system.
Because they've got the video footage and they've also got the scan number plate.
Huh?
Yeah, because they have that two lane drive through thing now.
Yeah,
they had to implement something.
I just thought
they wouldn't get confused.
I just thought they were really good at remembering who I was.
No. I don't think they care about you that much, Creeper.
Ellen from the speaker box.
Exactly.
I thought she knew who I was.
Well, this is apparently being trialled possibly in Wales in the UK. So
start
hopefully
things off.
Hopefully they bring it down here.
They need this everywhere.
Yeah.
To get that litter off the road.
It'd be great.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
So one of my good mates that, like, lives in another city, he likes
to... reveal his name, it's fine.
He likes to, like, call when he's driving places.
Yeah.
We just have a chat while he's on the road, you know. It's one of these people that does that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just leaving the house and he calls me up. And then he's going to get some lunch, like Chinese food.
Mm.
And he calls out to his wife and says, oh, do you want anything? And she's like, no, no. And then I hear him, like, leave the house and he goes, I'm going to, like I said, are you going to get her anything? He goes, yeah, of course, because otherwise I'm going to get back with my, like, sweet and sour pork and she's going to end up eating half of it and I'm going to still be hungry at the end.
There's something when you said no, but when you can smell it, it triggers something.
He's like...
It triggers something in your brain, especially with hot chips.
Well, for you, hot chips is your weakness. If someone else has them... You swoop
I'll
in.
I'll say, no, I don't want any.
Don't want any.
And then you open
There's
them in front of me.
There's gravy there, steaming gravy.
Salt, just the chicken salt. The chicken salt scent, oh, gets me.
He said to me, he goes, she's an absolute food bandit. She's a food stealer.
Yeah.
It's constant. You know what? And I understand. Often I'll make something and Emmy will be like, I said, do you want me to make you a bit extra? No, no. And then once there's something about when the food hits my plate, it changes the flavour or something in her mind, and she's always taking some.
I said it's a scent. It is the scent. As soon as you smell a food being prepared, you instantly want it.
Be changing your mind. Like I asked you if you wanted any.
But I didn't know because I didn't smell it.
This is what I want to do here. 4967 4105. Do you live with a food stealer?
Yeah.
A food bandit?
I think we've all been there. Dob them in.
Or... are you the food bandit?
Yeah.
And you always go, no, no, I don't want any. And then you end up stealing some every time. This is your chance to admit the truth.
Yes.
4967 4105. Do you live with a food stealer or are you one? Everyone that gets on air today in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters Sydney.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Are you living with a food bandit? You know, you make a plate of something or a bowl of something or you buy some takeaway. You say to your partner, would you like me to get you some?
Mm.
No, 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 don't want any. Neck minute.
They're eating it.
And you're left with half. And you think, what's happened?
Now, it's not necessarily the same, but when we were kids and my mum would make us like toast, like cheese on toast or peanut butter toast or whatever, there would always be a bite taken out of it when she gave it to us. And the reasoning was, oh, there must be mice. There must be rats. And you know what? I do it to this day now. If I make someone toast, I take a cheeky little bite for myself.
That's just parent tax. That's different.
Parent tax.
A food bandit is somebody who says they want none of it and then takes some.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
different.
It's an issue.
Food bandits. Let's go to the phone. Tina is in Bolton Point. Hey, Tina.
Hi.
Hey, do you live with a food stealer?
Yes, my son.
Okay, what does he do? What does he take from you?
Practically anything I'm eating, but mainly hot chips.
Hot chips is, as I said to Kroger before, it's something about the smell. It's the salt, the oil. Now, have you tried the tactic of possibly, like, having something ridiculously healthy and him going, oh, I don't want any of this?
Yep, that's it.
Does he steal the healthy stuff too?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Anything and everything.
Anything you're putting in your gob, he's like, nah, I want some of these. Thank you, Tina.
I wonder, hopefully Tina's feeding this child enough. That's all I hope.
You know, young ones growing up, though.
I know.
Oh, you can't, they're never. They're
bottomless
never,
pits.
They're never full, let me tell you.
Gabby in Madawi, how is it out there today?
Oh, it is sunny and gorgeous.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful.
One. Of course it is. Now, are you living with a food bandit, Gabby?
No, I am that food bandit.
Oh, so why do you tell the person, I'm not hungry, and then you steal the food?
Oh, I can explain it perfectly. Because it's, you know, it's one of those things you're like, oh, I'm not going to eat that. It's unhealthy. Can you imagine? And then it actually comes out like, you know, when you go to Macca's and you get the soft serve with the flake?
Yeah.
I don't like soft serve, but the flake, don't in the soft serve.
Ah.
I will always eat the flake.
Something about it.
And yeah. You know the best part is, if it is unhealthy, you can get away with it because you haven't ordered it yourself. You only have a tiny little bit of it. It's not affecting your diet or whatever because it's only a mouthful.
Calories don't count if you didn't order it.
Yeah, calories don't count if you steal the food, right?
That's exactly the premise.
That's the diet that I like. I can get behind that. Thank you, Gabby.
What's the goss
up next with producer Tyler?
Shawn Mendes has a new beau, and Ooh. Do you reckon you can guess who it is?
Oh, look, how can you beat Camila Cabello?
I don't reckon you'll be able to guess.
Okay.
Is it a guy?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
You know what? It's going to happen. Let's be real.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So, Shawn Mendes apparently got a new love in his life. I was hoping it would be a guy. Let's be real. I thought he was... might be coming out of the closet, but apparently not.
It's not, but it's the next best thing. Rumours have been circulating that he has been spotted hanging out with his 50-year-old chiropractor, Dr. Jocelyn, a few times in the last recent months.
Whoa. What?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
He's 22, isn't he? 23?
23, yeah. They were previously photographed getting lunch together in LA, and then most recently photographed at a farmer's market in West Hollywood, where they were seen getting very cosy with each other. And during their little trip, the rumoured couple was caught hugging and holding hands while they shopped around. According to Dr. Jocelyn's website bio, she has more than 20 years of medical experience in body biomechanics and biodynamics. And she's a soft tissue specialist. I wonder if she knows anything about hard tissue as well.
Maybe. Oh, she
probably does.
You know what? I mean, just looked at a photo. She's banging.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'm just looking now. She does not look 50.
She does not. I would have said... late 30s.
The two of them holding hands at a farmer's market. Whoop, you've grabbed a banana.
Wow.
Put that in your basket.
This is interesting.
Yeah. So,
to be fair, I honestly thought it was going to be a guy because, let's be real, I honestly thought that's the reason he broke up with Camilla.
Nah. Just for the hot chiro. Apparently, she's a very famous chiropractor as well. She's worked on people like Kendall Jenner and other people like
patient-doctor confidentiality isn't a thing anymore,
Justin
apparently.
Bieber. She's worked on a lot of hot celebs, so maybe she's just good with her hands, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, she's a chiropractor. I can see a photo here from her in Tokyo in Japan. She's got her hands all over Mr. Mendes.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez,
yeah, they're getting very handsy. On the massage table.
He doesn't seem to be hating it either in the photo.
No.
Like very subtly looking down at the table kind of thing. She's got her hand on his chest.
This
is not a massage thing happening. This is...
Let me release your bones and all that sort of stuff,
like,
isn't it?
Just go look at her Instagram. Like, she's got a couple of photos with Mr. Mendes. Like, it's...
So they're obviously quite very open with...
They're besties.
...sharing... the space together, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Wow.
Interesting. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Not sure whether or not it'll last long, but I mean, if they're happy, let them be.
If they're happy, let them be. But the thing is, like, Shawn Mendes is a good-looking guy. I didn't think he'd be going for someone 50.
Maybe he just likes a cougar.
Maybe he does.
She's just very good with her hands, and she's got her wrapped around her little finger.
Yeah, she's blowing him away.
Yep, wow. Literally. Also, in other news, Elon Musk has posted a photo of his bedside table featuring a few... odd bits and pieces, including a pair of non-firing guns, some Buddhist ritual meditation gear, and multiple cans of caffeine-free Diet Coke, and a whole stack of ring stains from said cans. It's completely unwarranted, too. So he's like, is he glitching? Was this a scheduled post from the cloud that's gone wrong? Because no one's asked for it.
Only Elon Musk could put a photo up of his bedside table and it would go viral.
Yeah,
but also, nobody else would do this.
Is he just trying to, like... tell us that he's human, but he's definitely not, because no one these days is drinking caffeine-free Diet Coke.
No.
And no one's keeping some, like, non-firing guns on their bedside table, at least not here in Australia.
He's a bit cooked.
Is he trying to be relatable, but he's trying too hard that it's not relatable at all?
Well, Elon, he was saying a couple of months ago how he couch surfs. Like, he doesn't own his own property. Mate, you're a billionaire.
Right.
No one thinks you're on their level.
Just buy a house.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiot.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial. Free kicking off with Tyler.
And what are they called? Maroon 5.
late. I couldn't get my words out either then. Not just you.
Has anyone checked in on Adam Levine lately? How's he doing?
No, you know what? I'm done with him. Done with him. Not you know what? Brilliantly. He can slide into my DMs. See you later, mate.
Been cancelled.
Yeah, out like you go. Loser. In the bin. In the bin.
Also this. Creepo, you still frothing this?
Yep.
Good.
Still one of the best bangers, I think, of 2022. Brilliant. I'll put it out there.
100%.
David Guetta, love it.
And also this.
Oh, this is my mate. He's my mate. It's going to be here soon.
Yeah,
next year, March.
Next year, yeah.
Jeez. You got tickets, mate?
No, I don't, actually.
You should hit him up.
Yeah, well, when we have coffee, because we're meant to have coffee, remember?
Yeah, ask him.
About that. I want some backstage passes.
And tell him that you want to bring some friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Creepo, thank you
for sure. Snookcast's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free. It's hitting your radios after 9 o'clock.
Up next, though, we are asking the question, when did the proposal go wrong? When did the proposal go terribly wrong?
Yes.
4967-4105 to get involved. This is all because this guy, right, is proposing to his girlfriend. He's got a boat for the day. And he gets up the front and does like the Titanic sort of thing.
Oh, God.
At the front, kneels down, and as he does, the ring box plops into the water. So it like skids out of his hand and drops into the water. He dives in after it.
Yeah.
Luckily, he was able to retrieve it.
Oh, good.
But he's soaked. All his clothes are soaked. The surprise is not there anymore.
Ruined.
She's laughing.
The photos are going to look shit because he's all wet.
He's wet. No good.
No.
This is what I want to do. 4967-4105. What went wrong with the proposal?
Yeah, family passes up for grabs to Raging Waters in Sydney for the best caller today. The only way to get in the draw is to get involved with us. 4967-4105, your horrible proposal story.
Look, it could be you, it could be someone you know as well. We want to hear the stories of when things went wrong with the proposal. The number once more.
Yeah,
4967-4105.
I thought we were going to do that in unison.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do it. 4967-4105. You think we do this for a living? We'll take your call. Hey, baby, I
think I want to marry you. So this guy jumps into the water chasing the ring box he dropped when he was trying to propose. And luckily it floated just for a second before it started sinking.
So it wasn't a heavy rock.
No, well, obviously not. As there he did there. The box kept it up for just a moment and it started like sinking down, and luckily this guy's a pretty good swimmer.
Yeah.
He was able to get it out, but he was all in his nice clothes. They're all soaked, you know.
It's going to be a perfect moment. Picture perfect Titanic moment.
Yeah. At the edge of the boat, not so much.
Nah.
She found it very funny.
Of course
she did. Once she got the box, got the box.
Oh, she wouldn't have found it funny if she missed out on a ring.
Oh, my God, not
absolutely
at all.
Absolutely not. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
We are going to Christy in Rankin Park. Hey, Christy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, good. What ruined the proposal?
Oh, what went wrong with it?
Luckily it wasn't mine. Mine was amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is my dad. He had this beautiful big plan to propose to Mum on the millennium. And we had all the family together and everyone was all there. So I had younger siblings as well. We were all there. Everything was perfect. He's opened the ring box and everything, asked Mum to marry him. And she turned around and gone, no. Just no.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Any reason why she said no?
She just flat out was like, no.
Now, are they married now?
No, certainly not.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Did they get to Did he get divorced?
A few years after that, though.
A few years after, and then then broke up.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I could stay with someone if I asked them to marry me and they said no.
Very embarrassing in the moment.
No, let's go to Jared in Morissette. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. What went wrong with the proposal?
Right, so we're walking along Nora Head Lighthouse. And I hired a photographer.
Nice part of the world.
Try and follow us the whole way along. And he just got some secret snaps. So I spotted him in a few places. Anyway, he's held up some walkers so he could get this long shot of us along the edge of the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got his snap. He's run off and these walkers have come down and they just said to us as we walked past, so is it congratulations yet?
Oh, no.
Just ruined it.
You hadn't proposed yet, had you?
No, we were just going to this little lookout spot, and yeah, so my partner straight away just said, what are they talking about? What was that? And I just started panicking. I've gone all red. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, and we got there and there was some flowers and that on the ground. So I just threw it off as, it must have been someone before us.
That's a pretty good excuse.
You played this well, Jared.
I had to scramble, but yeah, I got down on the knee and all went well after that.
Oh, good. Now we are all married now?
Not married yet, but we've had two kids and we're living happily ever after so far.
Oh, beautiful. That's, nice. That's so good, Jared.
I thought you were going to say you end up getting with one of the walkers.
Or like Christy's situation, she just said no.
It all can happen,
like,
doesn't it?
Like Debbie yesterday. Yeah.
It's not a done deal, is it? You know, you might think you've got it all organised perfectly, but you don't necessarily.
No. Well, thank you for those calls. Hey, on the other side of this, we're drawing our caller of the day, actually.
Brilliant.
For the family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney. If you called the show, stick by your phone.
Slide into Raging Waters Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwatersydney.com.au. Win with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
All you got to do is get involved with the show, 4967-4105, your chance to win a family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney. Now, we had Belinda call through earlier this morning.
My 70-year-old mum and I were on holidays in Bangkok and got kicked out of a ping pong show.
Okay, you need to explain the situation.
Jeez, what's happening in a... Is that like a ping pong tournament, is it, or...?
I'm going to keep it clean, better. we were in there and my mum was dressed in all white linen, stood out like a beacon with the neon lights, and then the first ping pong appeared and my mum lost it and just was... hysterical, and it was considered offensive, and we
all
kicked out.
Oh, dear Belinda, that story scored you a family pass to Raging Waters.
Oh, my God,
Sydney.
You win!
Well done, Belinda.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Was it worth getting kicked out of the ping pong show?
I could make a comment about water parks and ping pongs, but I'm not
that. Thank you, Belinda.
We appreciate that.
Well done. More chances to win those family passes right across the day with Tyler and Michael, though. In the meantime, 105 minutes commercial free, hitting your radios in minutes.
With Milky Chance. And it's not going to work.
It's going to work eventually.
Come on.
Don't we love the
technology? It's a raggedy old system.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
We got it. Look, it's late this morning. For Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it a lot?
It's all held together with duct tape and
exactly.
stuff, you know.
Don't tell anyone that.
No.
Also, new not. Lewis Capaldi as well.
Emotional guy. Could you imagine if he and Adele dated and they broke up?
Oh.
But it's like, Lewis Capaldi is hilarious. Why can't he make like a funny song? They're all very sad
one day.
Songs, aren't
one
they?
Day.
He will. Once he's made all his money,
yeah.
He'll do a comedy album.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Hope so. Also this on the way as well.
This is a vibe I need.
Nothing but vibes for you Tuesday.
Yeah. Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind.
Lovely.
Newcastle's only block of bad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. It's hitting your radios in minutes. Enjoy your Tuesday, guys.
See ya.
Catch you later.
See
bye.
Ya.
Show's done.